My name's Kramer Wetzel. This is part of my book, Drawer for Wishes. It's really kind of the introduction. It's about new media, postmodern conceptualism, website art. BearCountyLine.com. Started as a joke. However, after some inadvertent research, I came up with a good way to describe it. Postmodern conceptualism. There was a New Yorker magazine article that triggered my consciousness about the title and the approach, the end product. The story was about an art movement in New York and Amsterdam in the early 70s, 1970s, where the artists were working on conceptual pieces rather than just a painting from a singular or recombinant school. The art could be performance or any other form, so it seemed. It's a fine line between outright male bovine excrement and fine art. The conceptual art blurred and overstepped that line. For the sake of transparency, the site's name came first. It is derived from two sources in three locations. Two of those locations are along Interstate 35, southbound from Austin, in 37, northbound from Corpus Christi, the Gulf Coast, headed towards Austin. The other half of that is Austin city limits. I was working in Seattle. The server, the waitress, asked me about my work. So I handed her a business card. She looked at the area code. Austin, cool. I go there like twice a year for South by Southwest and ACL. ACL is a music festival named for the PBS show, named for the city sign, Austin City Limits. One evening in San Antonio, I was asked, if Texas does secede, what will we do with Austin? Hey, the short answer is obvious. Build a wall around it, treat it like a Vatican state. After all, Austin isn't just the capital of Texas, it's the spiritual capital of Texas as well. Tolerance, peace, love, waterbeds. Keep Austin weird. That's a challenge. My answer was well met. Austin and its home, Travis County, are indeed hallowed ground. Just like Austin's mantra, though, keep Austin weird. San Antonio has a similar appeal. KSAL. Keep San Antonio lame. The two sources, though, they were those signs. Bear County Line, northbound, and me coming up from the coast, and southbound, me headed to Alamo City to work. Counterpoint, Austin City Limits. The humorous part, a bit that made me smile, was thinking about how proud Austin is of its weirdness quotient, back-to-back, separated by less than 90 miles. San Antonio is just as strange, if not stranger, only no one really cares. It's not a badge of honor to be weirder than Austin. That's where I got the idea, and that's also an example of one of the images that I've seen hundreds, maybe thousands of times, and I've never been able to accurately capture. The Bear County Line sign on the west side of Interstate 35 headed south from Austin. It's cantilevered out, and the sign itself is almost a modern feeling. It announces that this is historic old San Antonio, the county that was named long before the U.S. was the U.S., when this area was prime Spanish colony and land grants. That sign, the image itself, I have yet to capture it correctly. I wonder which started this all. Ancillary version of the symbol, the east side of Interstate 37, amid the equally lush and harsh brush country of South Texas, I recall stopping and snapping several dozen images of that sign, most often seen as a masthead in my iconic logo. I was returning from a weekend of romance and fishing, or romancing the fish, as I got to the point where I spent more time feeding the fish bait rather than catching the fish. Hey, all in fun. The name and symbolism are all organic in nature, yet very much man-made in execution. The original goal never seemed to work. By the time I was hanging around San Antonio, at first just for work, I started to amass a collection of digital images. Tourist stuff, local material, images, some arcane, some beautiful, some balanced and serene, some just everyday life. The images themselves speak well to the area, the climate, the city, the neighborhoods, the two main industries in Bear County, hospitality and military. There's also something that sets this project apart from a real photographer's photo blog. That's the postmodern conceptualism part. The quirky stream of consciousness imaging. The rules, like most organically grown set of guidelines, were simple. I tended to use inexpensive, under $100, almost disposable digital cameras. No film, no print, no paper, no dead trees. All electronic. Cheap, too. Not exactly the best gear, but there's the added advantage. The cheap camera I'll have on hand. Drop it, no problem. A cheap camera I'll have when on a sultry summer day produces a dazzling array of flowers and colors with heat shimmering off the pavement. Wouldn't have the expensive camera with me much. Almost all of the digital images are point and click with no consideration for focus, lens angle, f-stops, or even if my agitated hand is holding the camera still enough for a decent picture. Towards that end, my girlfriend's car, I used to keep a spare cheap camera stashed in her glove box. Never could tell when the right image pulls out in front of her car. Have to be ready. Cheap camera, I don't have to worry about leaving it behind if I leave the girlfriend. The website isn't about fancy, high-end, ultra-expensive photography. High-resolution prints aren't currently available. This isn't about each image that is carefully color-balanced and cropped in such a manner as to make it the most aesthetically pleasing according to art school standards. The site is an image a day. Posting time isn't always the same, but within a given 24 hour, there will be one new picture, a digital image. The picture is taken within the confines of Bexar County, probably by a cheap digital camera, although maybe a cell phone camera or perhaps an expensive camera. That might happen. The pictures are not uniformly anything. Some are outside, some are inside, some have people. More often than not, it's just a simple object. Digital still life. Flags, flowers, signs, lettering, painted structures, and found objects. The art and architecture, the sense of place, the color, explosion of richness, a joy in everything around, that smell of hot food and greasy Mexican cuisine, an aroma that's just amazing, that's part of the effort. Sometimes it is minute details, a close-up, the idiosyncrasies of everyday life, the clash of cultures as the old world meets the new worlds, as Latin, indigenous, and European pioneers' cultures all collide. There's the rich savanna, the coastal plains at the foot of the western hills. The nature of the art itself, though, is the selection, apparently random nature of the images. There's been an occasional attempt at thematic groupings, sporadic at best, and the goal is to merely feature a single image each day that somehow shows off a particular quirk, a random act, typical or atypical of what makes this portion of the planet as defined by Bexar County line. The site, astrofish.net, and its later designs was born in a seedy Tex-Mex dive on the wrong side of town. The original sketch was Kramer Wetzel, that's me, holding up a fishing pole with star signs dangling from the various elements. That's where it all came from.